pensier mi dileghe a loro l'amor che mi infiammo.
It's not the most accessible art form in the arts vocabulary normally, but I was excited by the idea that here was somebody subverting that notion and saying, yes, Carlow can have an opera. And yes, Carlow might be a small county with a small population, no great musical tradition, but we're going to go for an opera. And I admired the bravery and the creativity of it all and thought, well, why not?
I'm Fergus Scheel and I'm a freelance musician conductor myself, and I'm working on behalf of Carlow local authorities as a curator of this project. It allows us the opportunity as artists to come in with a totally different view of opera, and to make that of relevance and of interest to people in Carlow, and to create something that's really quite new and special.
My name is Cynthia Dean. I'm the Chief Executive Officer of Carlow VEC. I've been here for 1 year. It was a really nice idea that the opera was going to be participative, community-based kind of activity involving expert professionals and then amateurs who would be trained up to a good standard.
My name is Brian Irvine and I'm a composer. Currently I'm the associate composer with the Ulster Orchestra in Belfast. To be honest, I had absolutely no really real relationship with Carlow. But at the beginning of the project, you know, I came down with Fergus often and met the people who'd been supporting the project. And then, of course, coming down to the opening of Visual and seeing the actual arena where we're going to make this piece. Because what we're trying to do is make a very serious piece of art that is engaging and enjoyable and fun and ambitious and challenging.
So we're here today in the George Bernard Shaw Theatre, and it's the first time that the whole creative team have met each other, although they know each other individually from before. First of all, we have Brian Irvine. Brian is a composer, and he will write all the music for the piece. We have John McElduff, who is providing the film for it. John is a wonderful filmmaker and has a real feel for what's involved.
There are a number of ingredients that we can't change, essentially. One of those ingredients is that we have a very professional probably about 12-piece ensemble who are essentially professional musicians, very high standard. And then we have this huge community chorus of all kinds of different kinds of voices. And it's the juxtaposition, the combination of those two things, where I think if you can, there's a way that you can do it that produces a result that is so engaging and so exciting.
Well, today I kind of see like as the centre point of an hourglass, if you like. So absolutely immediately, I would say the text will start getting written over the coming weeks. And as that text is written scene by scene, that'll be passed on to Brian, the composer, but it'll also be passed around the rest of the team for us all to have an input into. And certainly by sort of September, October, we need to have a sort of a final shape on it.
I've no idea what it's going to be about. They had been talking historical themes and so on, but I have no idea how it's working out on the composition side at all. I just hope that whatever happens is of the best possible standard quality production values, that everybody would be proud of it and pleased that they have witnessed something unique and special and that they have a sense of achievement.
Carlow, in a way, you know, you can say there is no tradition of opera in Carlow. The same thing you could say about Wexford before they had a festival. You know, there was no tradition there, and yet they built something which is absolutely amazing. And I think Carlow's at a stage where it too can do something that's absolutely wonderful.